Okay, welcome to February 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Still don't have my YouTube channel up yet. I've been up to my eyeballs with life, just like the rest of you. You know, running a real estate business with my lovely wife, Teresa, and dealing with my eyesight, which dwindled considerably in the last couple of years since my aorta collapsed. Long story if you haven't already heard it, but basically I survived. Thank goodness that the doctors were able to stitch me up. But in the meantime, I'm working with a low vision specialist as well as the vocational trainers that come from the Department of Rehab. So in other words, I'm kind of busy doing other things, including a lot of dog sitting too. So I apologize for reruns in the meantime, but I am filming new content, which you will be able to see once I do get the YouTube channel up. For now, the show is officially called Doom's Electric Chair. Oops, never mind, that's my old metal channel. Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson, and I want to change it to Joe's Patriotic Freedom something or another. I don't know what yet, but I have gotten a lot of good feedback from some of you, so keep it coming, and thanks for that. Of course, in order to really facilitate the name change, I'll have to register it with my host provider and get a new URL and all that good stuff. So it will take some work on my end. Thanks for your patience. And thanks for being a great patriotic American. And now let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flag if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts. And begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Booyah, America! And now on to today's headlines. McCandless becomes the first human to float untethered in space. Plus, Felix the Cat is created. George W. Bush calls for faith-based initiative. The plea bargain begins in American courts. And we'll wish a happy birthday to Detroit Lion quarterback Matt Stafford. All right, so now let's do this. 1984. Introducing Bruce McCandless. He enjoys electronics, photography, scuba diving, and cross-country skiing. Oh yeah, and flying. As in 170 miles above Earth flying. Navy Captain Bruce McCandless became the first human being to fly untethered in space. On February 3rd, the Challenger was launched from Kennedy Space Center with a crew, Mr. Vance Brandt as spacecraft commander, Commander Robert L. Gibson, who was the pilot, Dr. Ronald McNair, and Lieutenant Commander Robert Stewart. On the 7th, McCandless exited the Challenger with his jet-powered backpack, otherwise known as an MMU, or Marine Maneuver Unit, and checked out the view of planet Earth. This was a great exercise to repair and service orbiting satellites and to assemble and maintain large space stations. 1936, Felix the Cat is created, as in the wonderful, wonderful cat. He was created either by Pat Sullivan or Otto Messner, depending on who you ask. But it would appear Felix came from Sullivan's studio. Good thing he was a black cat, because black and white technology was the only available choice back then for film. Felix ruled the silent film era until Mickey Mouse showed up, and then he had to take a back seat. He's been used as a mascot for Chevy, the New York Yankees, Charles Lindbergh, U.S. Navy Bombing Squadron 2, punk rock band The Queers, and so many more. In fact, you can see Felix in all his glory on the corner of Figueroa Street and Harbor Freeway in L.A. 2002. President George W. Bush calls for a plan for faith-based initiative. 11 federal agencies would be used to provide social services through the FBCO, or faith-based community organizations. It is generally believed that individuals and couples should receive tax breaks for donations to faith-based charities as well as secular organizations. This would cause the obvious ensuing debate over separation of church and state and question the constitutionality of such a thing. But in the end, according to History.com, even though 70% of Americans prefer that government agencies provide the majority of aid to the needy and poor, the same number supported the right of church organizations to apply for federal funding for their social programs. So, I guess you can have it both ways when you're in America. There's an article I found, actually, called Why We Should Be Wary of Faith-Based Initiatives on nonprofitquarterly.org. So draw your own conclusions. 1881, plea bargaining becomes a trend in American courts.
Albert McKenzie pled guilty to embezzlement from the company he worked for in Alameda County, California. Instead of a plea of not guilty, the plea bargain gave the option to plead guilty of lesser charges. So, by definition, in a plea bargain, the defendants agreed to plead guilty to one or more charges, often a lesser charge than one for which the defendants could stand trial, in exchange for a more lenient sentence, and or so that certain related charges are dismissed.
1988. Happy birthday, Detroit Lions quarterback Matt Stafford. According to Wiki, Stafford is the fourth quarterback in NFL history to throw for over 5,000 yards in a single season. He's also the fastest player in NFL history to reach 30,000 yards, which he did in 109 games. So, before you go busting all the Lions, give the man a break. He's got some incredible numbers for a guy who leads a horrible team. Born in Tampa, Stafford became a first-round pick of the 2009 NFL season, but he was only 2-8 in his first year, starting for the Lions. They slowly improved, and Matt found his mojo in 2012 after finishing as a Pro Bowler with 41 touchdowns, but the Lions would lose to the Saints in the playoffs. The Lions were horrible the next year, but rebounded after getting new head coach Jim Caldwell in 2014. Stafford was great, but he choked in the wildcard playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys. The next year, Stafford beat Dan Marino's record of 25,000 passing yards, but lost in the playoffs again, this time to the Seattle Seahawks. Finally in 2016, the Lions fell behind a lot of games, and Matt Stafford was able to storm back, winning half of the season and come from behind victories. In addition, he's won awards in dozens of other NFL categories, making Matt Stafford quite possibly the best quarterback in modern history who never won a Super Bowl, besides Philip Rivers. And so that's going to wrap it up for February 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's ep. For instance, were you ever a fan of Felix the Cat? Or what about the faith-based initiative? Do you agree or disagree? Why or why not? Detroitians, does the fact that Stafford broke like 20 NFL records, not even kidding, does that make for that 6-10 season they had last year? Even with the 31-0 shutout against the Packers? So yeah, let me know what your take is. And while you're on the website, you can check out some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. So good luck with those and have fun. Getting back to Facebook for 1 second, I wanted to thank some of the people who have liked me on Facebook recently. Lance Reebsamer, Darius Powell, Chidi Origi, Alexis Lamencha, and as always, the beautiful Beth Guys. So thanks for listening. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Dawes Severalty Act, the election of 1808, the fountain pen, the envelope and gumming machine, the banjo clock, and Spud Webb. So don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. And we will see you tomorrow.
Good night now.